Today is Daf Mem Vav. Word Mem Hey Amid Vez Mesvei. Gemara asks a question on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who said yesterday that a sukkah, you make a bracha every single day. But lulav, only one day. Right? Okay. Mesvei, 1 second. Oh, say lulav la'atmo. If somebody takes a lulav for himself, meaning he gets it all ready, he sets it up, he binds it before Yontif. Omer, he says, Baruch Shechianu v'kiyimanu v'kiyonu l'smanazah. He makes a Shechianu. Not low, he shakes it, Lotzei's bow, to be Mekai in the mitzvah. Omer, he says, Baruch Hasher k'deshanu b'mitzvotsev v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. Excellent. Va'afal pi shebirich alav yom rishon, and even though he made a bracha on the first day, choze umavarech kol shiva, he makes a bracha all 7 days, the kasha Rabbi Yochanan. He's going to make a bracha on lulav one day. But now we continue. Ho say sukkah, sukkah la'atmo. You make a sukkah. Omer, you say, Baruch Shechianu v'kiyamanu. Make a bracha, Shechianu, on making a sukkah. Nichnas. We do not do that at all, but there's a vestige of this halacha. The vestige is, we'll see in a minute. Nichnas. He goes into the sukkah, leishev, ba, to sit in it. Omer, he says, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotsev v'tzivanu, leishev basukkah. Okay? V'kivan sheberech yom rishon, shuv einu mavarech. Once you make a bracha the first day, you never make a bracha again. It's a kasha on both. It's the exact opposite of what he said on lulav and on sukkah. Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. Kasha on both. So before we get to the answer, let's look at the second Tosfos. Ha'osei sukkah la'atzmo varach shechianu. Tzorach lafarish. You have to explain, Tom. Mai shna diyesh mitzvos shetakinu levarach shechianu? Viyesh mitzvos shelo takinu. How come sometimes we say shechianu, sometimes we don't? Why? For example, ba'asiyah sukkah v'lulav, making a sukkah, making a lulav, takinu, we make a takara, kid'ashkan hacha. Like we say over here. U'ba'asiyah sitzes u'tfilin lo takinu. There's no shechianu by when you make tzitzis, you make tefillin. Kedemuchach, but perak tcheles. The mafarish Rabbi Yochanan, my mavarech, a tefillin shal yad, u tefillin shal rosh, v'ilu, latzos tefillin lo mavarech. We don't make a bracha when you make tefillin. The lo chashiv lay. We don't reckon that. U'kvo kein yeshul daktek shechianu nami lo mavarech mid lo chashiv lay. So it's not mentioned in shechianu. What do you make? What bracha do you make on tefillin? A tefillin shal rosh, tefillin shal yad. Making tefillin shechianu doesn't come up.
It's like time
bound. 1 minute. Yeah. V'chein, we're talking about making. The Gemara says when you make a lulav, make a shechianu. When you make sukkah, you make a shechianu.
Once a year.
What about when you make tefillin? V'chein, apidyon aben, mevarach shechianu, kidi'isu perak, besov perak arvi psachim. You make a shechianu on pidyon aben. V'eino, v'ilu amila, lo mevarach. Most people don't make a shechianu amila, some do. In Yerushalayim they do. In Chaim Berlin they do. But most people don't. That's what we're going to say. Tosfos doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, Tosfos won't answer this question. Why not?
Who makes a bracha by
the
ilu amila? Yeah, that's how we're learning it. V'ilu amila lo mavarech midelo chashev perak hatcheles. We don't mention that anything about shechianu by mila. Ubesof Rebbe Elazar de mila b'hadi bracha shamila. When the brachas of mila are mentioned over there, shechianu is not mentioned. V'chein akriyas Megillah mevarach shechianu. What about Megillah? Kedisa v'reish hakoris haMegillah omeid. That's over there in Megillah. V'ilu akriyas Hallel lo mevarach. But on Hallel, which also comes up only time bound times, we don't say shechianu. Right. So the time bound issue doesn't really answer the question fully.
Because pidyon aben.
And what about Hallel? So you want to tell me it's derabbanan? So is Ner Chanukah. In Ner Chanukah you make a shechianu. So, why not? The
you
Nira...
You don't make a shechianu when you prepare your lights.
Correct. So that's a very... let's see if he answers that question. The Nira, so it says to us, it seems to me, the mitzvah sheyesh aleha simcha, when there's a simcha aspect, takinu shechianu. The amrinan baharoe, the mevarech al kelim chadashim. Just like you make a bracha when you get a new suit. Shechianu. Why? Because it's simcha. 1 second. Because of shiragon, the lo samchinen aleha, the maskin on parakol ma'arvin, the be'inan midi the asim mizman lizman. That's not the only factor. It has to also be something that's mizman lizman. Kasha pidyon aben. So why pidyon aben? That's a question. So there's a standard answer because when by brismila it's a star for the baby, even though it's an unbelievable mitzvah, it's a gvaldik thing. He's coming into the Jewish nation. He's still in pain. To make a shechrono is a little funny.
I think we solved this, you know, in our day.
Yeah.
We don't say shechrono when we make any of these things. We make shechrono when you make a sukkah. You don't make shechrono when you.
Correct, but the question is, why did the Gemara say you do?
Right.
That's what Tosfos bothered. Why were there yen over here not?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the standard answer will be, well, it's only once a year. Right? So it's such a rare thing.
Yeah,
people get. So you want to make a shechrono when you make matzah?
You don't make a shechrono,
you do.
You would.
But buying hair
what?
It's only once a year.
You do make a shechrono,
right?
Correct. Only once a year. That's why the Gemara says you do. When it comes to tzitzis, but you're right. Mati's right. You only buy a tefillin once in your life. Some people buy twice in their life, right? A few times when they get married, some people buy, maybe later in life, and they have some more money, right? He's 100% right. Tzitzis, I hear. The guy gets a pair of tzitzis and they get sweaty. You get a new pair of tzitzis. Today. How often did someone get a new pair of tzitzis? I don't know. Or talus. So the truth is, but not, that's when you buy it. If a talus is chashuv by you, you get a new talus, a fancy talus with a tara, and it's a beautiful. There's a din to make sure it's like a new suit.
Yeah.
Not when you make it.
Not
when you make it. That's the question.
Involved.
Well, what's bothering Tosfos is, why wouldn't you make it?
Exactly.
When you're building a sukkah, by the way,
because
you're mitzvah to build a sukkah. So what? You're
mitzvah
to wear tefillin. You're mitzvah to wear tefillin. And it's also a beautiful thing. You go. You sit there with the. It's much more hard to make tefillin than to make a sukkah. Much more involved. If you think about it, it's a much bigger simcha. Right. That's a whole topic. Did I say that the more something rare, the rarer something is. Right. The rarer something is, the less chashuv it is. Not the more chashuv.
The question is, why doesn't the bar mitzvah bacher make when he puts on?
Ain't
the
why does he make a shechiano?
Not when you write the film, but when the bar mitzvah bacher puts on the first time.
That's a question that I think the Mishnah Berurah even asks that question. Why doesn't a bar mitzvah make a shechiano when he wears the film the first time? It's a good question. I don't remember the answer.
And bris mila also.
So bris mila, they say, because the baby. That's why there's no dancing by a bris mila. By bris mila is dancing. By bris mila, because the baby's in pain. It's funny to get up and start dancing. It's funny to get up and make a shechianu. Although they do that in Yerushalayim. My cousin Chaim Balin, she made a shechianu by the bris.
Who's the shechianu?
Made a Chaim Balin. I said, okay.
Who's the shechianu for?
What?
By bris mila.
Shechianu's on the mitzvah. Who's the shechianu for the sukkah?
No.
The answer is yes.
Is it for the father? Is it for the father or the kid? The shechianu by bris mila.
That's the question of whose mitzvah is it?
Right.
Is it the son's? Is it the father for the son? Is it only the father? That's a good question. It's the same question. It's the same question. Pidyon aben.
Yeah,
it's to be posed to yourself, right? The guy's 20 years old. He's about tshuva. By the way, I never had a pidyon aben. To go have it right now. Same thing with the bris mila.
Yeah, right.
The difference is the bris mila is much more of a big production, right? Because it's painful. It's a big production, but same. It's a chiyuv on the father. It switches to you. It's a whole lamdisha thing. But it's a good question. Good food for thought. Let's do the next Tosfos. Tosfos says, Nichnas l'yeshiva mevarech l'yeshiva basoka. Midaloka amar mevarech shtayim, kidiktoni seifa. It doesn't say you make two brachas, like we're going to see later on. Right? Ba'asuya va'omedes. Let's say you already have a sukkah. That sukkah saved for last year. No one touched it. Been sitting here for make a shecheru now. The Gemara is going to say, "Ein dachal lachadish badavar." You can't add something new to it. Nothing to add. It's perfectly good. Vomedes, right? Ein dachal lachadish badavar. Mashma the nafik aha the berich asiya shechianu. It'll be enough. The shecheru that you made will be enough. In other words, you don't make a shecheru on asiya. V'tema typically the mevarich mishum yontif. Why don't you make a shecheru on just on the yontif itself? Kimo mevarchin ayantif the Pesach Atzeres v'chol shar yomim tovim. In other words, it's masha from here that the only shechianu you make is on the making of the sukkah. What about kiddush? Masha, you don't make a shechianu. But on Pesach we do that. On Shavuot we do that.
You do it on sukkah too.
What
we do
because we don't make a bracha on the making. But in the Gemara's world,
but
you make a bracha on the making. It's mashma. What did the Gemara say? You make a bracha when you make it, and then when you go in, you make a bracha leishev. What about shechanu for yontif? Doesn't say a word, right? Shema, kivan the sukkah machmas chag ka'asa. Well, sukkah's for the yontif, no? So svarahu disman didei. That's the zman. Erev sukkahs. Af al pi shabirech b'chol paterhu af b'chag. It's pater even on the chag. Disman ki ka'asi machmas moed ka'asi. It's, why are you building the sukkah? You're building it for the yontif. Ah, it's 3 days before sukkahs. It's the day after Yom Kippur, you put up the sukkah already. So you make a shekhinu now. Now 3 days later, make a shekhinu at night. Says the Gemara, no. Says Tosfos, no, you made a shekhinu already. I was on chol. Yeah, but it was because of sukkahs. So how many times to make a shekhinu? Right? It was because of sukkahs. Afilu below yontif, kid amala kamant. Ilo berecha idna mevarach lamacha ol yom machwina. And if you don't make a shekhinu on the first day, you make it a chalamoid. So you can make it before, you can make it after. There's no rule like that. That's the last vestige of this halacha is. Anybody know? How this is halacha l'maisa? Most people, on the second night of Sukkot, they switch to Shekhiyanu. Why do they switch? Because even if it's a Sfeika Diyoma, and tonight is really Sukkot, but I made a Shekhiyanu last night. So even if it wasn't Yontif, it's still on the Sukkah. It's still on the sukkah. Mm-hmm. Just like I can make a bracha shechianu in middle on the day after Yom Kippur, which is the 11th, I can make it on the 12th, I can make it the 13th, I can make it the 14th, I made it the 15th. Now you're telling me it wasn't really the 15th, it was really the 14th. Now it's really the 15th. Second day is really the first day. Right? That's how it used to be. Maybe we were off on a day. Right? So what are we doing? Make a second day. So I already made a shechianu yesterday. Even if it was a chol, the shechianu didn't go. It doesn't get ruined. Why? Because I can make a shechianu. I can make a shechianu on the building of the sukkah. Beferu shikamaru, beferu shetosvos. So what do I do? I switch it so it shouldn't be a hatsa.
I understand that, but think about which bracha.
That's what.
First.
That's
which bracha do you make first?
What?
The first day you make the leishiv asukkah. First day you make the shechianu, and you swap it around. You make the shechianu and then leishiv
asukkah. Right.
To your
so it should be the other way around. Well, Shekhiyana always goes after Kiddush.
Correct.
But it
should be going before Leishim.
If it's a building, then it should always be
Kiddush
before.
And Bayom,
I hear.
That's why you say, then you say Leishim Asukah, because you know what? You've already done it already once before. That logic doesn't work.
Sorry.
So I have to figure out how this is, but this is the reason.
No,
he's right. You're making a good point. But that's the reason why it switches. It switches because the shechianu that you said the first night will potter you regardless, because you can make a shechianu on the building of a sukkah.
But you can't once you sat in the ring.
What?
How do you do that once you sat in the ring?
On the building.
So we're making it.
You've sat in the ring.
So it's a snake at the yoma. It's a snake at the yoma.
The only issue is the switching.
The only issue all we're doing is switching the. All we're doing is switching the place. You say
it.
That's all we're doing. Switching.
It's a great question, but I think it's for the sukkah or for the chag.
Exactly. So the Tosafot says. The Gemara here says when you build it, you make a shechianu, and when you sit in it the first night, you don't make a shechianu.
They don't dress it.
So we don't make a shechianu when we build it. We wait till the first night, right? That's fine. Now what about second night? I already made one yesterday.
Great question.
It's a very good question.
I want to think of that. I think it's the
right, I hear you. Okay, so I have to look into that. Okay, so we had a question. Rabbi Yochanan said, lulav, you make a bracha only once, so can you make it 7 days? We had a bride that said the exact opposite. So kash, bishloma lulav, alulav lo kasha. The lulav is not such a kasha. Why? Kan. Bisman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. The Braisa was talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is built, right? And therefore, you make a bracha on the sukkah, on the lulav every day, because it's a Doraisa. Kan, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Bisman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So I make a bracha once, right? The rest of it's a Zecher. El Sukkah Asukkah Kasha. What about sukkah? Why? Well, he says you make a bracha every day. This Braisa is only one day, only the first day you make a bracha. You know what Tanoi here? It's a Machlokas Tanoim actually. The Tanya. Tefillin. What about Tefillin? Calls Mancha Menichim Mavarach Alei and Divrei Rebbe. As long as you're wearing them, you make a bracha. Chacham Omer Ein Mavarach Alei Shachris Bulvad. You only make a bracha one time. As a matter of fact, only make a bracha one time. So just like you make a bracha only one time, so too the Brisa says you only make a bracha one time. You go to the bathroom, you come out, you put it on for Mincha. Don't make a bracha once. So too by Sukkah. Itmar, Abayim Ha'amar Hilchasa Karebi. Abaye says halachas like Rebbe. Amar Rav, Amar halachas like Rabbanan. Amar Rav, Mari Bare Bra Debas Rabbi Shmuel. Chazina le Rava, the lo avik kishmaita. I see Rava doesn't even hold like that. Why? El amakdim v'koy. He goes, puts him on. Ayel beis akise nafik. He goes to the bathroom, takes him off, goes to the bathroom. Nafik umashi yadi umanach tefillin mevarech. He makes another bracha when he comes out of the bathroom. By the way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I find that such a it's such a hard. If you're in davening, you have to go to the bathroom. It happens sometimes. Take your tefillin off. You go to the bathroom. When you come back, you make another bracha. The beferish halach, you make another bracha. I don't think that's what people do. People don't do that generally. I think he says you make a bracha. He says if you cannot bring the tefillin into the bathroom, right? Then you make another bracha. Like maybe there's like a washing station, so you can go over there with your tefillin. It's not the bathroom. If you'd walk in there with your tefillin, then you don't make a bracha. I need a tissue. So I just like, you know, in some of these shuls, you have like a room without the bathrooms, just for a sink. If you'd walk in there, then you don't have to make a bracha taka. But if you can't walk in, which you can't walk into a bathroom with tefillin, you have to, that's what he says. I don't know if people know it like that. Anyway, the chiz.
It was interesting in one kind of when they had outhouses.
I understand. I understand. But we. So the question. That's a good question. Are our bathrooms where there's plumbing, no smell? Would you be able to? That's a good question.
That's close by. No smell.
Right. Even though we don't do it, maybe since you could do it, you could. As a zecher to the old rule, really, your bathrooms are very clean. They're spotless, right?
Mostly,
right? No, but it's not like it used to be. It used to be mamish b'zayon.
So for
the
couple shoes that
right. No, it used to be mamish b'zayon. It's not today b'zayon. They're very clean. There's modern plumbing. There's no smell. There's no remnant. Anyway, v'chi istrich zimna achrina ayel beis akise v'nafik umashi yadu manach tefillin mevarich. He would go to the bathroom again. He would make a bracha again. V'na nami kirebi of dinan umevarich and kol shiva. And by the way, we make a bracha all 7 days. Amar zutra chazina leiler of papi dechol emas demanach tefillin mevarich. Whatever he put on tefillin, he would make a bracha. Rabbanan debei Rav Ashi kol emas demash meshe behu mevarchi. Whenever he would touch them, he would make a bracha. Whenever he would, you know, like touch them and fix them, he'd make a bracha. What bracha would he make? Tosva suggests he would make a bracha called the same bracha you make when there's a gemara that you make a bracha when you remove tefillin. When you take off your tefillin, you make a bracha. That's he suggests the same bracha. Amar Rav Yehud, which is it's called Lishmar. What's it called? Lishmar Eschukav. Okay. Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva, lulav all 7 days. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav mikan ve'elech mitzvah zikanim. After that, it's just the rabbis made up. The old people, the old zikanim made up a din like this. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar kol yom mitzvah zikanim afil yom Rishon, even the first day. V'akayim alon yom Rishon daraisa. What do you mean that the first day? The first day is the daraisa. No, he meant ema bar mi yom Rishon, not the first day. Ihachi hainad Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You're right. Ema right. Change to say v'chein Omar Yitzchak, and also Yitzchak said. V'af Rav savar kol shiva mitzvahs lulav. Even Rav said all 7 days lulav gets a bracha, right? It gets a bracha, right? Which bracha does it get? So b'pashas alam tzilas lulav. The Yerushalmi says that according to Rav Shua ben Levi, the bracha is asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al mitzvah zekeinim. Funny bracha, okay. The Amar of Chia bar Ashi Amar Rav hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarich. If someone, just like someone lights a ner Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. His point is that it's a derabbanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer, haroa ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarech. Even if you see a ner, you make a bracha. My mevarech, what are you bracha? Do you make? Amar v'hudem yom rishon, the first day, hamadlik, the one who lights, mevarech shalosh. He makes three brachas. What three brachas? Lahadlik, asa nisim, shechianu. Haroa, mevarech shtayim. If a guy's walking down the street, he sees it, he makes a different bracha. He makes two. What two? Shasanitim and Shechianu. Mikan ve'elech, after the first day, Madlik Mavarech Shtayim. The one who lights it makes two. Varawa Mavarech Achad. And the one who sees it makes only one. Says Taurus is in the bottom. Bishar mitzvot kigon alulav v'sukkah lo takinu levarech l'roa. How can there's no bracha like that? For a roa, by lulav or sukkah, ela gabi ner chanukah. Only ner chanukah such a thing? What kind of luck is that? Number one, Mishum Chavivus Hanes. Chavivus Hanes. There's no nes by lulav. I said the Rabbanon, but there was a nace.
Right.
People love that. That's number one. Number two, he says, V'gam mishum sheyesh kama b'nei adam. Listen to this. There are a lot of people she'ein lahem batim. They don't have any houses. V'ein biyadam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. And they don't have an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah. Homeless people. So at least let them make a bracha when they see it. At least. Then he says v'tam rishon nicha. The first answer is much better. You know why? D'lo tikshilei mezuzah. So when a guy's homeless, he can't do mezuzah either. Every time he walks by the house, he should make a bracha on the mezuzah. That would be very strange. Therefore, Tosfos says, I think the first reason is the right reason. Chalif is a nice. Which is why you don't make it by mezuzah, and you don't make it by lulav, right? Vod yeshul farish, then he says like this. I'm not sure what he means by this. De'ein shayach l'roeh bracha. It's not shayach to make a bracha on a lulav, or a sukkah, but you see it. Why? She'ein ha'osei mevarech. What does that mean? She'ein ha'osei mevarech. The doer makes a bracha, like lulav. For example, what I think he's saying is, every other mitzvah, the mitzvah's over in 1 second. Pick up a lulav, shake a lulav. How long does that take? What am I watching? I'm watching you with my halal with a lulav. Then the mitzvah's over already. But here by menorah, it's light for 3 hours. For 3 hours, you're getting a mitzvah. It's much longer. I'm not sure what he means by that. But it's a unique halacha that applies only by Hanukkah.
The essence of Hanukkah is presuming nisa, really. More than chaviv is anis. So
he might mean that's what he means. Presuming nisa. What's the word nisa? Nase. If people love the nase, there's a chiyuv to publicize it more so, right? So that's it's the same thing as chaviv is anis. It's the same thing. It's built the same.
Well, you're lighting it in the window so that you in the street can see it. Isn't that why you're doing it in the
Yes, window? Yes. Right, so a guy's homeless, and he's walking by, and he says, oh, look at that beautiful sukkah. Doesn't make a bracha.
Right.
Oh, look at that Ner Chanukah. I wish one day I'll be zocher to have a home. I'll light my own Ner Chanukah. He makes a bracha. What's the difference? Chaviv is hanes. What did he say at the end? I'm not sure. Back in the Gemara, first wide line. Baruch Hashem, Kedeshanu, V'mitzvot, V'tzivonu, L'hadlik Ner Some have Shel Chanukah, some don't have Shel Chanukah. V'heichan Tzivonu, where were we commanded to do that? Where in the Torah does it say to light near Chanukah? We were not. Milo Sosur, there's a mitzvah that says, don't not listen to whatever the Chachamim say. So because of that halacha, we make a bracha. You hear that? We were commanded to light near Chanukah.
By whom?
By what do you mean? We made it holy.
By whom?
By the rabbis. Would really means we're commanded by God. Because God said to listen to the rabbis. Right. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Yeah, it is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gomar, Sh'al Avicha V'Yagedcha. A different pasuk. A whole discussion why he has a pasuk from a different place. Anyway, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, take out the parentheses. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni Lo Behedya. Amar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. All 7 days he make a lulav. Next. We make a bracha on lulav. Tamar Banan. Oh, this is a kol atzmo. If someone makes a sukkah for himself, Omar Shechianu, Nichnas Leishiva, Omar Baruch Hashem Kedshanu. Hoysa Asuyiva Omedes, what if the sukkah is already standing there from last year? Im Yachol Lacharish Badavar Mavarek. If you're able to add something, switch it around a little bit, make something, a tickle in something. Im Lav, if not, Kishinichnas Leishiva Mavarek Shtayim. Then if not, then when you go in, you make two brachas. What two brachas?
Don't we say we have to be Mechadish somehow? We have to move the sack around? Stuff like yeah. That. So it's
not a sukkah yeshana.
Yes, this is sukkah yeshana you're talking about.
So it must be somehow not. Anyway, Amar Ravashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, Deka Amar Lahu, Lekulu Akasa, Dekidusha. He made it on Kiddush. That's what we do. Right? Shechianu made on Kiddush. Tana Rabbana, listen to this Gemara. Hayu Lefan of Mitzvahs Harbei. You have in front of you a lot of mitzvahs. Kind of a lot of mitzvahs. What do you have? Says Rashi. Lita lulav, leishay basuka, lahaniach tefillin, leisatev patzitzis. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Rashi says he put on tefillin a chalamoy. The Beferish Rashi. Some get out of it. The Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion says no. Rashi was just giving examples of common mitzvot. Right, but he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that you were tefillin a chalamoy. He was just tefillin, sit, tefillin.
No, he's giving a practical example.
I think that it's pretty clear that Rashi wore tefillin a chalamoy. No, yeah. You'd have to say that, no.
Was he behind the chizuk?
What?
Was he behind the chizuk?
Because he's not
Ashkenaz. What? You can't get more Ashkenaz than Rashi, right? Anyway, you have a lot of mitzvot. The Gemara says you have a lot of mitzvot. Omer, what do you say? Baruch Hashem, Kedushana, B'mitzvot, V'tzivanu, Al HaMitzvot. bracha like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer no, mevarachal kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzma. Each one gets its own mitzvah. Omer b'zeir v'ita Rabbi Chanina bar Papa hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Every bracha, every bracha gets its own mitzvah. Omer b'zeir v'ita Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reason? Dechzei baruch Hashem yom yom. V'chim b'yom mevarachin also. V'lai le'im mevarachin also. Only by day, not by night. Ella ba lamalacha b'chol yom v'yom. Tein lo me'ayin berachosav. Each day gets its own brachas. Each mitzvah gets its own bracha. Each has its own right. Hachanami b'chol davar v'davar tein lo me'ayin berachosav. Given its own brachas. Omer b'zeir v'itayim b'chinin bar papa. Ba'ru'u shlokim minas hakadosh baruch hu minas basav adam. Look at the difference between Hashem and regular people. Minas basav adam. A regular person, kli reikon, machzik. An empty kli can hold something. Malay ain't a machzik. But a full kli can't hold something. Avol minas hakadosh baruch hu, that's not the apodah, Hashem doesn't like that. Malay machzik. If it's full, if you have a person with a brain full of knowledge, machzik. You can put more knowledge in there. Reikon, if it's empty, ain't a machzik. You can't put anything in there. Right? Why? Ruchnius, says the Marsha, doesn't take up any space. So you can keep on putting more in. Physical things take up space. Once the cup is full, you put more in, it's going to spill over. Right? That's how Ruchnius doesn't work that way. Doesn't take up any space. So if we can keep on putting more in. Shenemar, it says, V'haya im shamoa tishma'u, im shamoa tishmu, good. V'im lav, and if not, lo tishma, you're not going to listen. If you don't listen, you're not going to listen. Davaracher, im shemo biyashon. If you listen when you're old, tishma b'charash. V'mifne livavcha, shuv lo tishma. If you turn away, you're not going to listen.
What?
Okay, so that's very difficult. It's very difficult to overcome a lifetime without listening. It's very difficult.
It is possible.
Most of the time, a bal tshuva was somebody that was not religious at all and was never exposed. If someone's exposed and turns away, often, more often than not, they don't come back. They don't come back. Once you hear a story, you do hear stories, I'm not saying that, it's the minority. And the majority of Bali Tshuva were not exposed. They were not exposed. What? Right, it's similar to a guy's in college somewhere, and he's not exposed. Most of the time. There are exceptions, no? But most of the time, a guy is brought up religious and throws away in a towel, those people generally, most of the time, don't. Yeah, sometimes they do, most of the time they don't.
Well, after you have Madrigals.
I understand. Now it's different because now they're trying to expose them.
Right.
So it's not easy for a person to avail himself. But if a person avails himself, then he has a chance. So it is changing a little bit, 100%. But as a general rule, if a guy throws in the towel voluntarily, he generally doesn't go pick it up afterwards. Okay. Miyad Tinokos. The Mishnah said that you take the lulav away from the kids and then you put it away. Amar
Biyochanan.
What?
You smash it on the floor.
Smash it on the floor, and he says, you ate it.
I ate it.
Amar Biyochanan. Esrig, Bashvi Aser, Bashmini Mutter. On the seventh day, is an Esrig Aser or Mutter? The answer is, it's Aser. Why? Because the whole day I can take an Esrig. Right? But what about on Shmini Atzeres? Now it's Mutter. Bashvi Aser, Bashmini Mutter. Why? Because, says Rashi, Asur la'achila, da'afilu la'achar shi'yatzeba, even after you use it, k'dim afarish taima, kasavar, l'kal shivat hayamim, iskutze. Right? Right? Sukkah, what about the eighth day? It's not sukkahs anymore, so it's okay. Sukkah, what about sukkah? Afilu b'shmini asura. Even on the eighth day, it's Aser. Why? By the way, Rish Lakish Amar? No. Esrog Afilu B'Shvi Nami Mutter. The Esrog is Mutter on the seventh day. Shoshana Rabbah. You wake up in the morning, you go to Shul, right? Check a little of an Esrog, do Hoshanas, come home. Now you took the Esrog is over. Not the Sukkah. Sukkah, Afilu B'Shvi Nami Mutter. So Mike and Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rish Lakish holds. The mitzvah is katzoi. The lulav was set aside for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's done. Umar shavar biyachanan zano l'kula yom is katzoi. It's set aside for the day. Therefore, you have to wait till Shmini Atzeres to eat it. Eitz ve'rish lakash shor biyachanan. So Rish Lakish asked, By the way, you see the big toes on top over here? We'll try to finish the daffin if we have time. He asked, but didn't we have that story that Rechanina ate the etzerik? Didn't we have that story that he ate an etzerik? He bit into it?
Yeah.
How can he do that? That's Tosa's question.
Maybe he did before Yom
Tov. No, we said on Yom Tov.
No, it was a bit. He took a bit into Yom Tov. It doesn't say he bit into on Yom Tov.
Right.
He took an etzerik that was bit into. It didn't say he bit it on Yom Tov.
Yes, he did. Yes, it did. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Eishir Yishalkas Reb Yochanan. So the Tosas answers because he bit into it, but he didn't beat the whole thing. So it was only Chasser, and it wasn't the first day. It was okay. That's his answer. Eishir Yishalkas Reb Yochanan. Miyad Tinokos, he said in the Mishnah, when it comes to the kids, Shom Tenetz Lulavehen, you take away the Lulav, V'och Lenetzrogehen, and then eat the Esrik. You see, I'm right. My Lav, doesn't mean Hodin Lugdolim? So Rosh Lakish says, no, Lola Ketanim Dafka. For the Ketanim, we did that. Why? It's not really a mitzvah, it's only Chinuch, and that, for them, for the kids, they can eat the Esrik, that's for the adults. Ekad Amri, others have the opposite. Eisir of Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Yochanan said to Rosh Lakish, "Miat Tinokos Shomtin as Lulevein, Vochlem as Rogein, Tinokos Eid Gedolim Lo." You see, only kids, not adults. Who are they? I feel the Gedolim. The answer back is even the Gedolim. Behind the Tani Tinokos Orchad the Milsa Ketani. Why do we mention the kid? That's the more common scenario. The common scenario is take the kid, ask it from the kids, and you eat it yourself. Amalir of Papa Labaya, Lur Yochanan. So according to Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Esrog. What's the difference between Sukkah and Esrog? What's the difference? So Amalei, I'll tell you the difference. Very simple. At Sukkah, he said you have to wait till Shmini Atzeres. But can you dismantle the Sukkah on seventh day? No. But can you dismantle the Esrog? Yeah. What's the difference? So Amalei, Sukkah, the Chaz Leban Hashmashos, because Sukkah, let's say it's Ban Hashmashos, it's going into Shmini Atzeres and you're very starving. Now, the East Ramile Sudasa, you want to eat something, boy, Mesiv, Begaveh, Umechel, Begava. You have to go to the Sukkah and eat it in the Sukkah. Why? Because Ben HaShemashos is a Suffolk Sukkah. Suffolk, that's what you get in the Sukkah. It's Katzai Le Ben HaShemashos, Umigit. It's Katzai Le Ben HaShemashos, it's Katzai Le Chol Yom HaDishmini. Since it's set aside for Ben HaShemashos, it's set aside for the entire day. Therefore, as he said on top,
for what?
Therefore, B'Yochanan said, the Sukkah is Aser even on Shemini. Because?
Sukkah.
The Esrog also. But the Sukkah, even the Sukkah is Aser. Why? Because Ben HaShemashos is Aser. Why? Because if I eat Ben HaShemashos, I have to eat it in the Sukkah. So it becomes Aser for Ben HaShemashos, it becomes Aser for the entire Shmini Atzeres. Muksa, exactly. Esrog, but an Esrog, the Lo Chazi Le Ben HaShemashos. It's not Aser Ben HaShemashos. You have the whole day to shake it. Lo is katzar le ben hashmashos. It doesn't become aser ben hashmashos. V'lo is katzar le kuli yom hadashmini, and it doesn't become aser for the whole shmini. Says Rashi, esrog lo chazu le ben hashmashos. Three words he says. Mishiyot se bo shachris. When you took it at shachris time, and if you didn't take it at shachris time, ein achinami, it's aser.
Yeah.
Because you have the whole day to shake it. So if it's much more common to shake a lulav by shachris, and you don't use it the rest of the day. And it's pretty common. The guy eats all the time. It's pretty common. Levi Amar. Levi has another shita. Afilu esrog b'shmini aser. Even the esrog's aser on the eighth day. Why is that? Right? So we just said. Let's say you want to use it by shmini atzeres. It'll be aser then. Okay. Avu de Shmuel Amar. Esrog shvi aser. Now, he said the shvi is aser. Why? Because he used it in the morning. But shmini mutter. Shmini is mutter. Come Avuah the Shmuel b'shitas the Levi. Shmuel's father switched to Levi shita. Comes Avzera b'shitas the Avuah the Shmuel. He switched his shita. Come Avzera esrog shenifsila aser la'ochla kol shiva. You can't eat it the whole 7 days. You have to wait. Amar Avzera, listen to this. Lo likni inish hoshana. A person should not give. What's a hoshana? It means a dalad minim. A person should not give dalad minim liyanuka to a child b'yom tovakama on the first day. My time, why not? The Yanuka makdi kani, he can acquire something, but aknuya lo makdi, he can't give it back. You're never going to be able to be yotzi lulav, she'ena shalo. Why in the first sentence does he call it hoshana, and then he calls it a lulav? I don't know. Same thing. Why does he switch words? I don't know. Amr b'zera, lo lema inish li Yanuka, don't tell a child, Avina lach midi. You're going to give him something below Yavla. You don't give. Don't promise him that you're going to take him to Disneyland and then don't take him. Don't do that. Why? You're going to teach him how to lie. Shenemar. Velamdu, right? You're going to teach him how to lie. Right? And the Rambam says, Tarech lihizar b'ketanam harbe. You have to be very careful. Lilmod lishonam divrei emes. To make them tell the truth. Below shvua. Without a shvua. Kadei shelo yehi regilim lihishava tamid ka'akam. Shouldn't always be swearing like a guy. You hear that? Should be swearing like a guy. V'zeh davar kamo chova al avoseim v'al malamde tinokos. It's a chov on parents and on teachers. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Shavuos. Shenemar, v'lamdu lashonam davar sheker. It's a pasuk in Mishle. It's a pasuk in Yirmiya. You teach people how to lie. Why don't we go to the pasuk called Midvar Sheker Terchach? Right? So the Pirish on the Rav Sajigon, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, says that you see from here that pasuk is only talking about that pasuk Midbar Sheker Terchak, halachically, is talking about embezzling. You want to tell your kids at the Shabbos table, test in the Torah, don't lie. That's fine. But it's not a halachic source not to lie. That's only embezzling. Okay? Uplunta the Rav Yochanan, Rav Shir Melakish, the Itmar. They're arguing like this. Hifrish, Shiva, Esrogin, L'Shiva, Yamin. If somebody sets aside seven esrogim, one for each day, right? So, Amar Rav, kol achas v'achas yotzibov ochel alter. You can, the minute you finish it, you can eat it. That's six more, right? Rabbi Yossi, Abasi, Amar, kol achas v'achas yotzibov ochel l'machor. Eat it the next day. So, l'may kavifli, what are they arguing about? Marsav Rav holds l'mitzvah is katzoy. It's set aside for this mitzvah. Once I do the mitzvah today, I can eat it. Umar suffer and Rabasi holds Lakula Yoma Iskatsoi. It's set aside for the whole young for the whole day. Vanan, the Islam Shre Yomi, Hechi Avdinan. What about us? We hold 2 days Yantif. What about us? What's the story with us? So Amar Abaya, Shmini Safek. Shmini is a Safek. Shvi Aser. Shvi is Aser. Tisha Safek. Shmini Mutter. What does that mean? I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Read it again. Shmini, Safek, Shvi, Aser. The eighth day, which is a Safek, maybe it's the seventh day, it's Aser. Tishi, Safek, Shmini, Mutter. But the ninth day, which is a Safek, on the eighth day, that's Mutter already.
I always had a problem. Why we don't think the rule of
the city is Tosfos is going to ask that. We're going to do it tomorrow. The top Tosfos on Memzai and Amar Aleph. Meisev, Kuli, Alma, Lo, Pligid, Yasvinan. That Tosfos. Not that long. It's four lines. All the ha is on that Tosfos. The whole thing about not sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, which we're going to get to tomorrow, is all based on that Tosfos. That's the source of how it happened that people don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That Tosfos. But Marema Amar, Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi Mutter. Now, even if the Shmini is a Safek Shvi, it's also Mutter. The Surah of the Kiramemar, Rav Shisha Brid of Idi Ovid Kabaya, the Hilchasa. Ke Abaya. The Lachas like Abaya. All right, we'll stop here. You know what? We have a minute. So Tosfos said, we'll go back for a minute. He asked, a minute. Yeah. Tosfos asked, how could Rabbi Chanina eat the Esrig if he's not allowed to eat it? So he answers, because only he didn't eat the whole thing. He didn't eat the whole thing. Right? So all it was Chaser. He didn't eat the whole thing. He took a bite out of it. I know. So you go to the second skinny line. V'yesh lomar. Kiva de lo achal le kule. He didn't eat the whole thing. U'mashayar ba kashir. D'matzi nafak pe shari. Afil lor b'yochanan. Even b'yochanan would say that's okay. You hear that? Well, the argument is whole da.
You've been into it, Yochanan?
Rabbi Chanina. There was a story. He'd been into it. So he said, the first day, not. After that, it's chaser. Afal gaf. Okay. That's basically what he answers, and he has a whole different discussion. All right, we'll stop here. Right, so it was chaser. After the first day, chaser is okay, right? And what about this issue? This issue is the only time we eat the whole thing. All right, so tomorrow we will we'll pick up right where we left off.
And as always,
yeah, very good. Everyone have a very good day and a good Shabbos.